You're listening to Om Times Radio. The following is an encore presentation.
Welcome to Joy of Business with host Simone Millicis, a dynamic business leader with a difference. Simone has founded and operated many businesses from a young age and has always done business differently. Today, Simone is the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and travels the world presenting Joy of Business programs using access tools and empowering people to know that they can create business in a different way and make money doing it. Simone Millicis, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Joy of Business. And today, this is another pre-record. I am in Australia and I have an awesome guest with me. I am totally excited. The topic for today is creating your own financial reality. And I have the one and only Mr. Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, on here. So welcome, Gary.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I am so grateful that you came on this show. And we have got a lot of people who are grateful that you came on this show because I sent an email out to the Joy of Business database, and I have a zillion questions here that people sent in because we were like, if you could ask Gary Douglas, you are the founder of Access Consciousness, any question you could on creating your own financial reality, what would you ask? So we have a bunch of questions here. And just to let everybody know who has been listening to Om Times Joy of Business, is Gary is the founder of Access Consciousness. So all of the tools that I've been using, the clearing statement that you can get from the clearingstatement.com, etc., all of it is, you know, came from the amazing, magnanimous creator, Gary Douglas. So, and I've been lucky enough to be working with Gary for about 14 years now. And Gary, I mean, I have a bio here that I could read, etc., which is awesome. And you're a wonderful man. I will let the world know that. And my bio that I would say of you is you have been such a massive, huge contribution to me in my life. Like from the moment I met you, you asked me questions and you allowed me the choice to change any area of my life that I was choosing to change. And you have had so much patience with me and thousands of others for when they choose it and when they don't choose it. And as soon as we're talking about financial reality, I met you and I was actually $187,000 in debt. That's Australian dollars, so not much at the moment because the exchange rate's pretty bad. But it was a lot then. And it was a lot then. And, you know, it took me, I remember where I was sitting. There was a class in the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia, that you were facilitating, and Dr. Dane here, who we've already had on the show, he's a co-creator of Access. You were talking about the money tools within Access Consciousness. It was the third time that I heard them, and I was sitting in the audience, and I thought, you know what? What's the worst thing that can happen is I actually give these tools a shot and see if something changes. So it took me three times to hear it before I actually started implementing it. And all of those tools that I actually implemented and started to change my life financially came from the book Money Isn't the Problem, You Are. That was the class that we created that book from. So if anyone's interested in that too, Money Isn't the Problem, You Are, all of those tools in there. There was three tools that I'm sure we'll talk about throughout this call that definitely started to change the direction of my life, especially in the financial realm. So the first question, Gary, that I'd love to ask you is, what is a financial reality?
A financial reality is based on two or more people aligning and agreeing with a point of view. So a reality is, you know, it's like an alignment agreement can be as simple as you have to use other people's money to make money. That's an alignment and agreement. Even though it sounds not necessarily good, it sounds like, you know, like you have to use people. But that's a reality that some people have. That's not my reality. My point of view is you have to create choices to create possibilities that can generate and create the money you desire. But it's about asking. If you don't ask, you can't receive.
Back to that asking and back to receiving, the big R word that was so prevalent for me when I first met you. You told me when you met me that I would be a lot better off with my business, with money, with, you know, I'd be happier, all of this stuff, if I was actually open to receiving. And I remember looking at you thinking, you have no idea what's going on in my life, blah, 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 blah. And the next day, I marched over to you with my hands on my hips, and I remember asking you, saying, what were you talking about to me yesterday when you were talking about receiving? So, because it's totally, all I could think about all night was the fact that you told me I'd be a lot better off if I was open to receiving. So can you explain a little bit more about what that is? What is that in this reality, receiving?
Well, yeah, the receiving is the recognition that, you know, that anything is actually available to us if we're willing to ask for it. And what you used to do is, and I think as I remember, the topic came up because I tried to give you a hug, and
yeah,
you weren't having it. You weren't having it. You were not receiving it.
No.
Massive energy. It was like, it was just a pretense.
A pretend hug.
Yes, it was a pretend hug. I mean, it's like you didn't do the teepee hug, which, you know, all Aussie boys do, you know, where you act like you're afraid your genitals are going to touch or something if you actually hug somebody. But, I know, funny, huh? So, you know, but it's like the thing is you wouldn't receive any energy. And that's when I said, you might want to consider the possibility that your whole life could turn around if you were willing to receive. And I've said that to lots of people. You're the first one that ever asked, what the hell do you mean by that? You know, and
yeah,
you were pissed. It was great.
I was pissed because I just had a friend who died. She'd been bitten by a mosquito and malaria and died after 3 days, and I was angry. And then, you know, you come around and tell me that I'd be, you know, a lot better off if I was open to receiving. And I remember when I got my bars run, I had knew nothing about bars, which we've spoken about bars on this show too. And if you want to check it out, it's bars.accessconsciousness.com, which is a process of 32 points on the head, you know, lightly touched, starts to erase all the limitations and judgments, thoughts, feelings and emotions you have created in this lifetime and any other lifetime in, you know, areas such as money, control, body, sexuality, you know, healing, etc., a whole bunch more. And when I got my bars run, I had no idea what was going on. And I went to get off the table because the lady said to me, because I was crying and I had tears running down my face, and I had, you know, this big rainbow T-shirt logo that I had of my business that I was currently in. And you walked around the corner and you said to me, do I have to give you another hug? And I went, no, yes, no, I don't know. I was like, I don't know. And I was so confused because what you had actually spoken to me about was receiving. Somewhere I knew that you were correct. And it was like, yet the willingness to actually go, okay, what is this going to look like? I have no idea. So I remember you took me outside and you asked me questions. That's all you did. You had your hand ever so slightly on my back and you asked me questions about my life and about everything. And nobody had asked me questions before. So one of the things I get too is it's like, you know, that was so new to me with Access, is asking questions. And it's like the level of receiving that goes with asking questions is huge. And it
well,
can change
in order,
any area.
Yeah, it's like in order to change what's going on in your life, you have to be willing to receive the awareness that a question creates. Because, like, the purpose of a question is to gain awareness. And it's like if you get that the purpose is to gain awareness, a whole different universe opens up. What I saw people doing is refusing to receive and not being willing to ask a question which would demand of the universe to facilitate you in seeing what was really possible.
Which is not always comfortable, huh, Kerry?
Oh, no, not comfortable. It's not necessarily comfortable at all. You know, it's like everybody goes, oh, I want awareness, but I don't want to be uncomfortable. My point of view is, oftentimes, awareness is uncomfortable. You have to be willing to receive the discomfort in order to have the comfort of total awareness.
Yeah, well, one of the things that you've taught me, too, definitely, is that it's like this is not about, you know, your logical mind. It's like the insane points of view that lock you up. And it's like if you're actually willing to ask questions and receive, you know, more information and receive different possibilities, then quite often it does get over those insane points of view that have locked you up. I remember at one point listening to the tools you were talking about, financial reality, and realized that I had the point of view that I was creating myself as a financial mess because my father had said he wouldn't die and he wouldn't leave this planet until he knew that his kids were financially stable. And it's like, that's an insane point of view. And when I had the awareness of it and asked questions and actually spoke to my dad about it, and he was like, ah, Simone, what are you doing? That's his Lithuanian accent, by the way. And I was like, I know, it's crazy. So it's like, what crazy points of view are you creating out there with your financial reality that if you changed it, would create a completely different reality? And everything at that is times of God's day, and let's destroy and uncreate it. Right, and I'm good about talking about all nine choice boys and beyond.
All nine choice boys and beyond. I'm trying to be your official pod passer here.
I know, I'm sorry. Hey, I know that we've got a break coming up soon and we've got a bunch of questions, but the one thing I wanted to point out already in this first segment is, you know, this is called creating your own financial reality, and it's like, you know, what we've spoken about is the willingness to receive and the willingness to ask questions. So it's like, this is not like an A to Z. This is not about the linearity of the steps that you need to take to actually, you know, create your own financial reality. Yes, there are some tools, which we will definitely bring up, and it's like, but what if you were willing to ask questions, and what if you were willing to receive? What could that create for your world,
exactly,
your financial reality? So I'm thinking we've got one coming up soon. But anyway, let me talk about one of the tools that I learned from you, Gary Douglas, is about carrying an amount of money around with you that you perceive a wealthy person would carry. Now, this totally blew my mind because I thought that you spent every single cent that you had in your purse or your wallet. And it's like, and then I realized that you don't have to do that. And I carry around with me now an amount of money. It's probably about $1,000 to $1,500 in about five different currencies. Because I travel so much, I sort of thought, hey, that sort of, you know, is more the way I lead my life. And I've also got a gold coin on me that I carry, a bullion. And that's the amount of money I carry around with me at all times. And what it seems to me that creates is this sense that I always have money on me. And it's like one of the things that I looked at is, you know, I think I died at first in a previous lifetime and I always have a bottle of water on me. And it's like if I don't have water, I get thirsty. And it's the same thing with money. If I don't have money on me, I feel like there's a lack rather than actually having money. So that's one of the tools out of the three that I got from that evening that you spoke about in the Gold Coast that literally started to change the way I looked at money. And it was like, I get it was about changing your point of view. So here we go. Here's the music. So we're up to a break and we'll be back real soon with Gary Douglas and Simone Millicent on Joy of Business and On Times on creating your own financial reality.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Joy Business on Om Times with Creating Your Own Financial Reality. And we're lucky enough to have Mr. Gary Douglas on the show. Now, I'm going to go straight into the questions here, Gary, on this segment. So this one's from Alan, and he says, it seems to me that many people create just to survive, and that includes money. It also seems to me that how we create our financial reality is linked to whether we create a life where we thrive rather than survive. So what can we be or do different that will create a sustainable financial reality of thriving that contributes to creating sustainable life on this planet? What change is required here that would contribute most to everyone?
Well, I'd say the one thing you can do is ask yourself the question, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be today that would allow me to create a financial reality beyond this reality with total ease? And everything doesn't allow that.
And everything in that is.
We're just trying to upgrade it all. Right and wrong.
Right and wrong, good and bad, Papa Pot, all nine children's boys and beyond.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like when I was growing up, my mother said to me, you'll never have any money because you always give it all to your friends. I used to definitely give a lot of money to my friends. Oh, yeah, and I still do. But I didn't do it with the idea that I didn't want to have money. I did it with the idea I wanted to share everything I had with my friends. And I thought if they could receive it, they would learn to be it. Which was a mistake. But I still am willing to share with people. At this point, though, I'm more willing to share tools than to give my money outright.
But Gary, one thing I have noticed is the generosity spirit that you do have is quite incredible. I've never met anyone like you that is you have more caring for people than I see that they have for themselves. And yes, you have been extremely generous financially and with tools and everything. And it's like, I also see that there's nobody else who has created their financial reality as you have. Not one person in the whole entire world have I met that has a freedom with money that I see that you have. And it's like a generosity spirit. And I know you'll probably hate me talking about that, but can you tell me a little bit more about how that it's for the people out there listening. So how does that work in with creating your own financial reality and having that generosity spirit? Because I think people have that thing, they have to hold on to it rather than actually share it.
Well, what I noticed is people would, you know, it's like if people, you know, got some kind of great gift, or like there was this lady who, you know, called me and says, I just have to tell you I was given $10,000 from a roommate I had back in 1988. And they, you know, it's like he had put me in his will and I didn't know it and he didn't change it. And so it's like, and so here it is, you know, 2008, and I just received $10,000 from his will. And she said, it's like everybody says I shouldn't have it and it's wrong to have it and I, you know, don't deserve it. And I said, I think it's great that you got it. How amazing is that? And she said, yes, but what do I do about the people who think I don't deserve it? You don't deserve it is your point of view or their point of view. Which one is real? It's their point of view.
The thing is, most people
think they should have gotten it instead of you getting it.
So, Gary, what do you do about that, though? Because I do see that stops people a lot. It's like they don't want to be so different. And it's like, I get creating your own financial reality is the willingness to be different.
The willingness to be different, it's also the willingness to recognize that you have choice always. What would you most like to choose? What would make you the happiest? And what could you choose that would make you the happiest? What if you were willing to look at everything that would create you and create everybody around you with greater capacity? What would that be like? What would that, you know, create? And it's like for me, when I give the gift of happiness for somebody else's success, I open the door to the universe giving me more reasons to be happy for succeeding.
Okay. So then you said something there about opening the door to you receiving more. And it's like that's what I continuously see you do and create. And it's like, even if somebody else doesn't recognize the generosity spirit you've been or what has occurred, and it's like the universe has your back, consciousness has your back, and it keeps opening doors for you.
But it does for all of us, and we just have to function from a different place. At one point, I got hit with a $240,000 IRS bill, and it's like, and so I paid almost all of it, and because they just took my money, and I didn't intend to pay all of it. They just, you know, robbed my account, as they do. And and I went, okay, fine. And I went off to London to do a class, and then after the class, I went to an auction, and I bought a bunch of jewelry and stuff. And people said, how can you do that? How can you spend that when you owe money? I said, look, it's like I owe money. I'm not dead. And I don't stop from creating my life because I owe. I create my life so that I can pay what I owe. And if we start looking from how we can create our lives to create more and to create more possibility and pay more things off and whatever we want to do, then everything becomes greater and better and more wonderful.
That sounds way too easy, Gary Douglas, but it's true.
Yes.
I know it's true because you have assisted me not just in my financial reality but every area of my life. I think my relationship is, we need to write a book one day, Brendan Watson, Mo Millis' Relationship by Gary Douglas, because you've helped us so much, which has also increased our financial reality, us creating together. Now, I mean, that's another great point to look at as well. It's like you, one of the questions you said about if you're like in a relationship, it's like, what can we create? You know, it's like what, looking at what you can create together, and it's like including that as well.
And it's allowing yourself to recognize that everything is possible if we choose it.
Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about being in a constant state of creation? Because that's one of the things I noticed with you as well, and so many people that use the Access Consciousness tools, is being in this constant state of creation. It's like, what does that look like?
Well, first of all, it's like most people go into depression. I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday, and he says, I can't talk to you. You know, it's like, I think I'm getting a divorce. I said, okay. So if you want to change that,
let's celebrate.
Let's celebrate. You know, it's like, you're getting a divorce, you better be celebrating. Because my point of view is, life should be a celebration. Because if it isn't, why are you alive? You know, it's like, every moment of every day should be the celebration of greater possibility and greater choices. And if you don't function from greater possibility and greater choices, then you will not allow yourself to create. And you'll be depressed and unhappy and miserable. And I think it's hysterically funny when people like to be unhappy and miserable. But they don't. They think it's really real. It's what's true and real. It's like, you have no idea what it's like to have the life I have. Oh, yeah, I do. I used to have one like that. But I became very clear to me. It's like, it wasn't creating my life. I was suffering it. And that's the thing I see people doing all the time. Suffering their lives, not creating them.
Hmm. Wow. So being in a constant state of creation.
Yeah. When you're in a constant state of creation, you're always functioning from the question, what else is possible? And what is possible that I never even considered?
Yeah, and I also get that it's about not going to the wrongness of you, no matter what. I mean, one of my favorite questions with Access is, what's right about me I'm not getting? And also, what's right about this I'm not getting? Because it's like, if you didn't go to judgment, if you had no judgment of you, what would you create? And it's like, how often do you use judgment to stop you creating rather than actually asking a question, what's right about me I'm not getting? What's right about this I'm not getting? Especially in business and especially with money. I mean, I see people calibrating, you know, their success based on the amount of money they have in their bank account or don't have in their bank account. And it's like, what if there was something far greater than that? What if there was something, you know, way larger possible than actually the amount of money that you have in your bank account? So it's like, with creating your own financial reality, what if it was about having money and it was the willingness? You talk about wealth. It's like wealth and riches and the difference between wealth and riches. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, it's like wealth is knowing that you have money and knowing that you have things that have value and knowing that you will not buy that you cannot, but that doesn't mean you have to. where riches are always about using your money to prove that you have money so that you can prove that you're better than other people and that you actually have something better than other people have. Riches is always a sense of less. Wealth is a sense of having. And you have everything, and you can have more. And that's a huge difference. You see people all the time. It's like they have to take, you know, they have to take limos and stuff in order to prove how much they have. They want everybody to know they're rich. I know people who will take, you know, planes, buses, anything to get where they want to go. Trains, planes, buses, whatever. They're wealthy. They're willing to have everything the world is willing to offer us. And that's wealth, the willingness to receive everything the world has to offer.
So it's not just about money.
No. No, and it's like everybody says, well, you know, it's like one time I had this lady who said to me, I kept going down to Costa Rica and I'd buy horses down there. And I went, how come I always pay more than anybody else? And she said, well, your name is Gary Duble, double the price. I went, oh, good.
The white gringo U.S. that comes down there to buy horses.
Yeah, you know, it's like obviously I'm wealthy and stupid. And it was interesting because I looked at it and I went, wait a minute, I'm not rich because I don't have lots of cash. But I am rich, and then I have life and living. It's greater than what most people will ever have. I'm not willing to live poverty. I'm willing to live joy. And most people are interested in the drama, the upset, and the intrigue, which is poverty. Because anytime you go to judgment, you go to less than. You can't have anything except less than if you go to judgment.
And I see that you also, I mean, the function from the wealth side of things, and it's like, it's, I mean, I get it's like the willingness to have money, and it's also the willingness to not have money. It's like no one can take that away from you. It's like creating your own financial reality. If you're functioning from wealth, and it's like that's the choice that you make, and it's like no one can take it away from you, and from that you can create pretty much anything. So I know that we're about to go off to another break. I wish I could tell when they were, but because it's a pre-record and I don't know, so... We're going to ask a couple more questions from the people who sent them in. But if you want to find out more about Access, you can go to accessconsciousness.com. And we'll be back after this break with some questions from the crowd. With Simone Millicent and Gary Douglas.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would your business and life like to be bigger? Would you like to have more fun with everything you do? Simone Millicent travels the world facilitating Joy of Business seminars. These classes are for you if you would like to create more money and joy, expand your business, and work smarter, not harder. Simone will be visiting the U.S. and facilitating the Joy of Business classes this summer in Houston, Texas. Join her live or watch the online seminar from the comfort of your own home. Go to www.accessjoyofbusiness.com/Houston to register and for more information.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to On Time, Joy of Business with Simone Millis, your host, and the wonderful Mr. Gary Douglas. I know I keep saying wonderful, awesome, but you are, and I adore you, and I'm so grateful for you in my life. And it's like you've, you know, the fact that I met you and accessed consciousness changed my life absolutely, completely. I think I would be dead now, and that's not a joke. If I hadn't met you, I was definitely, you know, leading my life down to a road of destruction. So if you are listening to the On Times radio shows with Joy Business and you want to find out more, please go to accessconsciousness.com or accessjoyofbusiness.com as well and find out, you know, some more tools and ways to do that. There's facilitators all over the world. We have thousands of them. So next question, Mr. Gary Douglas, is from Amanda. And she says, I tend to get confused about the difference between being willing to have money show up out of thin air and being willing to educate yourself about money. Learning about investing in the stock market or trading in other high-risk investments that make, quote-unquote, big bucks in this reality is really boring to me. And I judge that means I'm not willing to have money or that I'm not willing to do what it takes to have lots of money. How can I make lots and lots of money with ease when I'm not interested in those kinds of ways of making money?
Well, you've made some assumptions there, come to a few thousand conclusions and a few million judgments. But other than that, you're doing fine. You know, it's like the thing is, you have to ask the question, how can I make money doing what I do that's going to be massive amounts? And what I noticed is most people assume that they're going to have to do something they don't want to do to get money. And every time you decide, oh, I'm going to have to do that to get money, it messes with your head and messes with your life and messes with your money. One of the things I, you know, it's like that I do in classes all the time is I go, okay, so are you willing to be a whore? And people go, no. I said, okay, so it's like, do you realize that every time you have a judgment that what you are choosing in order to get money is whoring yourself? I mean, there are people who will not get jobs because they think the job equals they're doing it for money. It's like doing something for money is a whore, okay? I am a brilliant whore. I make lots of money because I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get money. And I still don't have the point of view I have to do anything, but I get the choice to do it if I want to. You know, if you knew you could do anything, what could you do that would make you more money than anything you're doing right now? One of the things years ago, I did an entrepreneur's class. And this guy said, the one thing that you do that is the most brilliant that you have in the world, the one most brilliant thing you know how to do, is the one thing you value not at all. Because for you, it's so easy. It's so easy that if you do it, you'll make money. And you don't figure it has any value because if it's easy for you, it's got to be easy for everybody else, and it probably isn't.
So most people think that they need to work hard for their money, or it's like they've got to, I mean, like you said, it's like, you know, Amanda's question is full of conclusions, et cetera, and it's like they have to conclude their way into creation or answer their way into creation rather than like what we were talking about at the beginning. It's simply asking questions and receiving.
Yeah, and it's that question of what would I have, you know, it's like a question you can ask yourself, what would I have to be or do different today to create money right away? And it's like, because, you know, it's like people all the time say, I want to be a millionaire. Okay, how are you going to do that? I don't know, I'd probably have to win the lottery. How often do you play? Well, never. Okay, so you expect to make money winning the lottery, but you don't play the lottery. How's that going to work? And I just think it's amusing that people have the point of view that they could make money doing the lottery when they aren't even playing it. You got to at least be doing something. And this is a do-do world in which you have to do something to get something. So you have to be willing to do whatever it takes to get the money you desire right away.
Which means working, which means starting a business, which means, you know, actually creating. Because I see people, I mean, you talk about that with the lottery, and it's like, but people do that all the time too with work, and it's like they're not willing to put in you know, the hours or whatever is required to actually get things moving, to create something.
Yeah. Well, I know at one time one of my kids said to me, it's like, I need to file bankruptcy unless you can give me $13,000 to pay off my debt. I went, what? $13,000? Okay, so in order to pay off $13,000, how much are you charging per hour for your services right now? $150. Okay, so in order to pay off $13,000 worth of debt, let's say all of it within a year, you'd have to pay about $1,500 per month. At $150, how many hours a month would you have to work extra in order to get that paid off? That's 10 hours a month. You won't put in 10 hours a month to pay off your debt for what reason? And you want me to pay off, or you want to commit to something else? No.
So how much creating your financial reality is actually sort of in line with creating your life?
Well, it's like the thing is, you got to look at it. Like today, it's like I was talking with these people. We're starting an access school, and it's like it'll be an online school. It'll create great opportunities for a whole lot of kids. And so they were saying, well, I want to talk about the deal and deliver. I said, no, you don't. You want me to deal what you want me to deliver to you. Deal and deliver is really not about how you're going to get what you want. It's how you're going to become aware of what other people will actually deliver. And they all shut up and they were unhappy with me. I said, look, if you want money, you got to tell me what it is you want. And it's like, I'm willing for you to make $100,000 a year, but it's going to require you to do some work, number one. But number two, you're going to have to look and see how much it costs. I said the average business costs somewhere between 25 and 45% of your income is what it takes to run the business. Then after that, you make profit. So if you want to make $100,000 a year, then what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to say, okay, if all of us are making $100,000 a year, how many students do we have? And raise that by 50% in order to make sure you cover the cost, and then you got a good chance of making it. And they looked at it, and it was basically a little over 100 students. They said, oh, my God, we could do that. I said, yeah, it's not that hard. But you have to look backwards to find out what you really want. You know, find out what it costs you to, you know, if you wanted to make a certain amount of money, how many hours would you have to work or how much money in order to get that? Increase that by 50%, and you got a good chance of actually making it. But that'll tell you what kind of money, what kind of hours, what kind of everything you need to have. And it's like, it's so easy when you look at it from that point of view. It's so hard when you say, I want to make a lot of money. Because, a lot of money for some people is $20.
Well, also, that what I get, too, is that they were looking at you as the source of creation rather than they are the source of creation. And
yeah.
I happen to know that call that you had this morning, and it's, like, interesting. It's like you taught them how to look at creating their own financial reality from creating their life, and they are all incredibly inspired, and they're really enthusiastic, and they're so excited, and you just, like, amped it up, you know, 1,000 times. So by you empowering them to actually see how they could choose it and how they could create it, actually is going to create more than actually relying on you to be the source of creation.
Yeah, and it's like that's the thing you got to get is nobody is the source of creation of your life but you. It's like I was living in Santa Barbara, and it's like for a lot of years. And one of the things that occurred was that, you know, I had friends who were from wealthy families, and they lived as hippie, poverty-stricken people because they knew someday, they would inherit money. So they weren't creating money for themselves. They were waiting till their family died so they could have money. And it's like what was weird.
You know, I had that.
What was weird to me is that like half of them only inherited $1 million, which is no money.
Right. No, I remember when I actually when I first met you and I said to you at one point, the only way I can buy a house is if my grandmother dies. And you looked at me and you went, really? And I went, yeah, because blah, blah, blah. And you went, really? And I went, yeah. And it's like you said it 2 or 3 times. And when you say that, I realize I have to look at something. And I got over my point of view that that was the only way I could buy a house. And the funny thing is my grandmother died because my father had bought her the house. And my parents just took all the money and I never got a cent. So I was like, I'm grateful I got over that point of view because then I was able to create my own life with not sort of relying on somebody else as the source of creation. So
by that story, you're also in the place where you're trying to see that this is the solution to the problem you've decided you have and cannot overcome. Like what?
So creating your own financial reality is not about finding a solution. It's not about getting it right. It's not about judging it into existence or finding the answer or going to conclusion. It's actually more got to do with asking questions every single moment of the day and the willingness to receive. It's like having a look at what you've been unwilling to receive. And it's like, what if you could change that? And changing your point of view. And it's like, what if your point of view about finances and money isn't even your point of view? It's like, I mean, what did you grow up with? What were you allowed to talk about, you know, around the dinner table sort of thing? I know we weren't allowed to talk about business or money. And it's like talk about mundane things.
it's considered crass and gross to talk about money. Why?
Exactly.
It's one of the fun things to talk about. I love talking about money. You know, and it's like, I love to mess with people because I have all these antiques in my house. And a bunch of them, I've left the price tags on them. And people go, do you know you have a price tag on that? Yeah. How come you have a price tag on it? Because I think it's funny to see the people who want to know what I paid for something.
Right. And there it is, obvious. You've got beautiful things you've bought as well. So, hey, I think we're about to go off to a break any moment when we hear that, you know, beautiful Joy Business music coming along. And then we will get to a few more questions in the next piece. I think here comes the music. So we'll come back to you real soon with Gary Douglas. And you can check out more on Gary on GaryMDouglas.com. So it's GaryMDouglas.com and AccessConsciousness.com. Talk to you soon. Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millices, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Joy of Business. You're with Simone Millices and Gary Douglas. Hey, Gary, I just remembered, too, and it's like you've got something amazing and awesome coming up, a class that you're doing in September. It's in Melbourne, Australia, so I'd love it if anyone wants to come over to Melbourne, Australia, or you can jump on live stream as well. And it's 4 days on benevolent capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what the hell is benevolent capitalism? Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what that class is going to be about?
Well, it's like, you know, the important part of it is, it's like we need to change the way we do business on this planet. And benevolent capitalism is about doing no harm and yet looking at how you can contribute to others in a way in which contributes to all of us, which makes all of us survive greater. And it's like we've done capitalism, communism, you know, socialism, all this stuff from these strange points of view, none of which have to do with what it is. And, you know, benevolent means for the good of all. Bene, good, volent, which was the original, you know, Latin word, which is for the good, for all. So it's benevolent is about good for all. And capitalism is what you did to increase the number of cattle you had, increase the heads you have available to you. So benevolent capitalism is really about being able to increase your wealth, but doing it in a way in which it helps you and everybody around you. Whole different way of doing it. And I think we might have some blog things out there in the world that you can listen to, some of the basic beginnings that we did of it. I don't know. You know I'm an idiot.
Okay, I do. I do. So that's good. I've got that information. You can actually go to benevolentcapitalism.com. And you can also go to accessconsciousness.com and go to our shop. And there's a live stream class that Kerry and Steve and Chitisa Bowman did in Copenhagen, and it was live streamed, like I said, so you can go and purchase that online. You can purchase the recordings and you can get to watch them and see them. So, and benevolentcapitalism.com is where you go to get all the blogs. There's lots of videos, there's lots of things to read, etc. So one of the things that you mentioned in it too, though, is being a benevolent leader. And it's like,
yes.
So can you talk about, a bit more about that as well?
Well, a benevolent leader needs to recognize that to be a leader means you're going to go whether anybody else does or not, number one. But number two, it's about recognizing that you have to allow people to fail if they need to in order to learn. You know, it's like I've always had the point of view, it's like I'll let people do that which will not succeed in my business, because when they fail, they suddenly go, oh, my God, what could I have done or been different? And what question should I have asked that I didn't ask? And I've, you know, let numbers of people fail only to find that they create so far beyond what they could have created in their entire life if they hadn't had that failure. Some people use failure as a source of creation. Some people use it as a justification for not succeeding or going any further. It's weird.
So which one are you? You know, Gary, I've got to say, I remember you did that with me years and years ago. I mean, you do it all the time, and it's like you allow me to, you know, stuff up or fail or whatever. And years ago, I remember asking you about it because I can't remember exactly what it was now, but I made some choice that was not going to actually expand the business or wasn't going to create more money or wasn't going to create, you know, something more that I could see. And I said to you, why did you let me do that? Because I knew that you had the awareness that I required. And you said, yeah, but I had to let you do that. And he said, because now you have that awareness. And he said, you will always have that awareness. If I had told you what to do, and he said, then that's, you said to me, that's just telling you what to do. Now you have that awareness, you can create from that. And I'll never forget that. And it's actually empowered me so much to make sure I do that with other people as well. Because like you said, it's like, what if there wasn't failing? What if it wasn't about failing? What if it was about pressing the restart button and using it as a way to create something different and create something more?
Yeah, and that to me is one of the greatest benevolence you can have, because, you know, it's like you know, like that didn't work out the way you were hoping for, the way you thought it would. But because of it, you will never make that kind of a choice again from a lack of awareness. You will use your awareness to create something greater, always. And for me, the greatest gift you can give anybody is the willingness to let them see what they're capable of instead of trying to tell them what to do.
Because nobody likes to be told what to do at all. And I noticed, too, that it's like, I mean, this is, you know, creating your own financial reality, and it's like with being a benevolent leader. and it's like their benevolent capitalism, everything. And it's like, it's not about how much money you're going to make today. And it's like, what I see always happens is when people function from that place is that money starts to show up. In fact, money shows up as a result of what you're creating or what you're being in the world. And it's like, whereas I see so many people go, well, what's my next step? What do I need to do to make more money today? And it's like, well, you've always taught me, you know, what are you willing to be? And it's like, that would actually allow you to receive more.
Yeah. And it's like, the thing is, in order to receive, you have to be willing to be. Can't receive if you can't be. Both.
Back to that big R word.
Yeah.
Big dirty R word, receive.
Yes, receive. You know, it's like that thing where you actually have to receive the energy of a hug, not just assume you can't.
Yeah, and you know, Gary, I've got this, I don't know if this is going to make sense to anyone else, but right now as I'm talking to you, I have these texts coming in from Delaney in Australia who looks after one day a week this guy called Glenn, who we've all met. I'm not actually sure what's up with Glenn. Do you know what's... I know he...
Well, he was considered...
I think he's autism.
He has autism, but he has a slight Down syndrome as well. So it's like... Nobody thought he could talk. Nobody thought he could write. Nobody thought he was had awareness or anything. And he began to prove that he did. And it's really quite phenomenal to see the things he's done. He's written a couple of books, and he writes poetry, and he's just a really cool kid, you know.
Okay, so at the moment, I have these photos coming through, which I'll have to send to you, Gary. And Brendan, who's my partner, gave Glenn a bunch of shirts, and some of them are actually being your shirts that you gave to Brendan, and now he's giving them to Glenn as well, and some of, you know, that I bought Brendan, and each one he's tried on, and some of them, there's a silk one in there, and he's written, "I had no idea silk on skin could feel like this. I'm a bit surprised and very grateful and happy." And he's written, "Brendan, I love you. I always have your back, and I know you have mine. I'm very happy. You have launched the beginning of a new era in my life. Look out, world." It's like, and happy. The energy he is right now has me in tears, is what Delaney's saying. And it's like, to me, that's creating a new financial reality. That's creating your reality. That's the generosity of spirit. That's the, like, the willingness to actually give people without knowing what's going to show up and what it's going to look like. Like, this guy, I mean... He's also written, "Did someone say a world of beer?" Because as soon as he looks at Brendan, he always says, "We should have a beer together."
That's too cute.
So, I know. It's amazing. And these photos with his shirts on. And it's like, you know, I don't think he's ever been gifted anything like that.
No. Yeah, it's like a silk shirt. I mean, it's like few people in the world ever get a silk shirt. You know, and poor Brendan has a bunch of them now. Yeah.
I know, it's terrible. It's your fault. You created us as monsters. You created.
I did. So I you create also everybody created, as monsters because I want everybody to get that hedonism is fun. Or as you say in Australia, hedonism.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing though, Gary. And it's like what I've noticed is as I've created more, and it's like I've been willing to create my own financial reality. And it's like, you know, it's been with a difference, and it's been beyond what anyone I know of has created. Like I make more money, create more money than anyone in my family. And I'm also don't have this place anymore where it's like, oh, that's enough. And it's like, okay, what else can I create? And it's like constantly looking at the creation.
Yeah. Do you get that the one thing you gave up in totality was I can't afford it?
Yeah. I do.
You used to say that to me. You go, "I can't afford that." I go, "Really? You sure?"
I know, but it's like how many people... Exactly. Use that as a reason and justification for not actually choosing their life and choosing to create it. And it's like, I mean, you may not be able to, you know, you may not have the money in this 10 seconds to buy it. And it's like, but if you ask a question, then it can show up. I remember the first time I walked into a shop with you and Dane, and you were looking at, you know, really expensive jewelry, and Dane bought a Rolex, and I was like, "Oh my God, you can just do that? You can walk into a shop and just buy a Rolex?" And I was like, "That's like, you know, it was such a beyond for me." And it's like, but you guys taught me that it wasn't about, and it wasn't about being materialistic. It wasn't about, you know, the money. It was about creating your life. And it's a very different reality to create your life. And what shows up is, you know, the greatness of your financial reality. It's, I mean, the name of the show is Creating Your Financial Reality. So it's like, what does your financial reality look like if you're creating it? So, Gary, we don't have very much long to go. Is there anything else that you want to add to all the listeners out there?
No, I just want them to get that they're not nearly as effed up as they think they are, or as that they would like.
And you know what? The first level two and three that I ever went to that you said that, you're not as effed up as you think you are, I think that's the only thing I remembered, but I wrote it down on my manual and walked out with a big smile on my face because I was like, good, from that I can create something different. So look, I really, really recommend that if you guys have been listening to this show, or Marilyn and Pam also from Access Consciousness have a show on time, and you're wondering if you'd like your life to change or get, you know, get a little better or get a lot better or even get like fantastical better, it's like check out accessconsciousness.com, and it's like you can check out more about the, I've got some Joy Business classes coming up in Houston, Texas, which are live streamed at the end of August.
Anybody who doesn't go to your classes is an idiot. Anybody who does not do your classes is an idiot.
There you go. It said from Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness. He called it. Thanks, Gary.
I did.
It's like you're welcome. So grateful.
Well, I'm
and
grateful
you can find
it.
Out
I love the fact that you do this.
Thank you. I like that I do it too. I enjoy it. We've got had some great guests on here, and it's been awesome. I have Steve and Tisha Bowman on a regular basis, and I'm incredibly grateful for you coming on the show today, Gary, and I'm incredibly grateful for everything that you have contributed to not only my life, but it's like the, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of people around the world. It's like you are